Yesterday, Ron DeSantis launched his presidential bid by announcing on a historic Twitter Spaces with Elon Musk his campaign. And let's just say it didn't start off very smoothly. If you were like me and tried to jump on at the very beginning, all you got was a lot of silence, echoes, and, well, take a listen.
All right. Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, everyone, depending on wherever in the world you're joining us from. I'm broadcasting live from Twitter headquarters. It's David Sachs here. Elon is sitting next to me. And we want to welcome you to this historic Twitter Spaces event, and more broadly, a first in the history of social media. Tonight, I'm pleased to introduce two individuals who've done more to loosen the...
After a long moment, sometimes minutes of silence and low volume...
We've got so many people here that I think we are kind of melting the servers, which is a good sign. All right, I'd like to just introduce the folks in the room here. So it's safe to say we wouldn't be making history without the man sitting next to me, Elon Musk. His decision to purchase this platform last year to restore it to its original mission as a beacon for free speech.
I'm not trying to be a sore loser or anything, or maybe I am, but... Twitter can kiss my hiney, a beacon of free speech. Bastards over at Twitter, even under the ownership of Elon Musk, refuse to allow me back on the platform. So screw you, Twitter. That's how I feel. Yeah, it's personal.
And even to expose Twitter's past complicity with a government censorship regime might have surprised many, but not those of us who've known and worked with Elon for nearly a quarter century.
His commitment to freedom
is his willingness to put his money where his mouth is,
upset the narrative imposed on us by our government.
You get the point. 21 minutes, if you were on there, those 21 minutes, just very wonky, wacky. They said that there was more demand than they had anticipated, and that's why there was this... all of this noise and feedback and what have you. So they finally got it all going, supposedly. But that's the news. DeSantis' presidential campaign announcement crashes. And that's what happened. So Twitter Space crashed multiple times and showed up for many, saying details not available. If this is how DeSantis attempts to beat President Trump will go, it's not a great start. That's what was said by Jordan Conradson over at the Gateway Pundit. So that's what was off to a stop. That's how it got off to its start. Caroline Levitt, Trump campaign spokeswoman, called last night's Twitter campaign launch out of touch and unrelatable, then slammed his plans for the after party at the Four Seasons in Miami. She tweeted out, "This is one of the most out-of-touch campaign launches in modern history. The only thing less relatable than a niche campaign launch on Twitter is DeSantis' after-party at the Uber Elite Four Seasons Resort in Miami." She also went on, this is the night before the launch, to tweet out, "President Trump is a billionaire businessman who purchased Mar-a-Lago with his own money. He can't be bought. Unlike Ron DeSantis, who is a puppet of the corporate donor class." After multiple failures, Twitter Space did work, and they did have the full announcement. So there you guys go. So let's see how President Trump responded. I thought it was a very interesting response from President Trump. President Trump has officially responded to Governor Ron DeSantis' 2024 presidential announcement by releasing two new videos. As DeSantis was struggling to announce his presidential announcement due to technical difficulties on Twitter, Trump took to Truth Social and wrote, "I will shortly be putting out two videos on Truth Social. I think you will enjoy them. Make America great again." And then, of course, because President Trump fulfills his promises, he released these two videos.
The Washington established politicians like to talk about how they can be just like Donald Trump. The truth? There's only one Donald Trump. Only one who gave us the largest tax cuts in history, who gave vets the health care they deserve, and stood up to China and protected your job. only one who kept us out of endless wars while destroying our terrorist enemies. Only one who fundamentally changed the Supreme Court, was called the most pro-life president in history, and relentlessly protected our Second Amendment rights and our borders. Why would we ever settle for Trump imposters?
Make America great again.
When there's only one, starting day one, who can make America great again.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
I'm James, aka BCP, and I approve that message as well. Those images of Ron DeSantis at the end of this first video that President Trump put out are clips from a previous ad that DeSantis ran in the past. I'll show that to you in a second so you can understand the full context. But let's now jump into the second video that was released by President Trump and his people.
Ron DeSantis was struggling big time in his primary race for governor of Florida. Polls revealed DeSantis was failing so bad, he was losing by a staggering 17 points. Then DeSantis was saved by the endorsement of President Trump. Trump's support was so powerful, just days after the endorsement, DeSantis took a commanding lead that propelled him to being elected governor.
I'd like to thank our president for standing by me when it wasn't necessarily the smart thing to do.
You're welcome, Ron. Unfortunately, instead of being grateful, DeSantis is now attacking the very man who saved his career. Isn't it time DeSantis remembers how he got to where he is?
Make America great again. Build the wall. Then Mr. Trump said, "You're fired." I love that part.
Truth is, there's only one person who can make America great again.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
So there you go, President Trump showing Ron DeSantis as, and it's true, he wasn't doing well till President Trump endorsed him, and now he's biting the hand that feeds him. Now look, folks, I'm on the Trump train. I'm on the Trump train, solidly. And I like DeSantis as governor, and I think he should stay in the governorship, and he should run in 2028. I think now him running in 2024, President Trump is going to beat him, unless, of course, they do something to take President Trump off the chessboard, and they're trying to do that, folks. I know no one likes to talk about it. I know it's a scary thought, but they've tried to assassinate President Trump before. They're trying to throw him in jail. As I covered yesterday, the New York trial is going to be happening in the middle of the primaries next year. They're doing everything to thwart him. And DeSantis, whether you like him or not, is making a calculated political move that maybe he should run now because maybe President Trump won't even be a contender next year. And he doesn't have to wait to 2028. I'm just throwing it out there, folks. But I'm solidly in on the Trump train, and I'm going to write him in, even if they somehow manage to not even have his name on the ballot. And they're going to try to screw him out of it anyway. Even if his name is on the ballot, they're going to do a 2020-2022 switcheroo again. If they're going to get away with it this time, time will tell. Now, let me go over to an interview that, and I don't know when he had this interview with John Stossel, but John Stossel put it on his YouTube 2 days ago on May 23rd. And they addressed those images that you saw in those two clips, these two political ads by Donald Trump. It's a political ad run by Ron DeSantis. Let me just show you this so you can hear and see it in its proper context. And you'll hear what Ron DeSantis had to say on why he ran those ads, that ad, and what he was thinking when he ran it. Because the ad appears to show Ron DeSantis as Make America Great Again, MAGA, America First supporting. Now he's running against that agenda and that person, Donald Trump.
Everyone knows my husband, Ron DeSantis, is endorsed by President Trump, but he's also an amazing dad. Ron loves playing with the kids.
Build the wall.
He reads stories.
Then Mr. Trump said, "You're fired." I love that part.
He's teaching Madison to talk.
Make America great again.
People say Ron's all Trump, but he is so much more.
Big league. So good.
I just thought you should know.
Ron DeSantis for governor.
Big league. So good. Build the wall. Sounds like you were sucking up to Trump.
Well, if you watch that, I mean, you know, it was a satirical ad. It was a little tongue in cheek. But that was, when, you know, many years ago I was running and we wanted to get some notoriety. And so I knew if we did that, that it would cause the press to go berserk. And what they would do is they would be outraged by it, but they would keep playing it. And so people would see. And so what we were able to say is, OK, here's my wife. We're a young family. Here's that. And so that kind of got projected out. So I don't even know how much money we paid to run it. But the media ran it for us because they were so upset, you know, that it was a pro-Trump ad.
Got to admit, at the time, we all said it was a brilliant ad and that he was following in Trump's footsteps, right? Creating controversy, not by doing anything wrong, by doing the right thing, and then getting free press. And it worked. All right, so here's President Trump's statement on Truth Social yesterday. I'd like to personally congratulate Rob to Sanctimonious on finally announcing that he will be entering the race for President of the United States. Hopefully he will get the full experience of being attacked by the Marxists, communists, and radical left lunatics of our country, without which he will never know the kind of job he is doing. Those lowlifes and misfits are far worse than the leaders of hostile foreign countries. They must be soundly defeated in order to make America great again. Very interesting thing by President Trump. We'll just leave it at that. Rob DeSanctimonious, not Ron DeSantis. What are they going to rob President Trump of the primary win with Ron DeSantis? Then it sounds like almost here, I hope he gets the full experience of being attacked by the Marxists, without which he will never know the kind of job he is doing. Doing as governor? Or would be doing as president? Obviously not the latter. A little cryptic here by President Trump. Whatever, I'm not going to make a big deal of it. But there you go, folks. That was the rollout of Ron DeSantis and his announcement running for president yesterday. All right, folks. I have a full show that I do daily, Monday through Friday. It's called BCP Unfiltered. It's not available here on Rumble. And obviously it's not available on YouTube. I'm no longer on YouTube. So please, do me a favor if you like my reporting and want to support us and get access to my full show, hit the join button down below and join our locals community and you'll have access to the BCP Unfiltered show. You can also go to bcpextras.com and catch it on Patreon. If you do not want to subscribe to that show, but you want to support us here on Rumble, go over to Patreon and sign up as a supporter for $1 a month. I make no money here on Rumble, and all of your support is appreciated. You can also check out the merch down below. This is very strange for me, folks. I'm used to getting ad revenue on YouTube. That's not happening. But we want to keep reporting this and be able to make a living. So please, if you like the work we're doing and you don't want to subscribe to the show, go ahead and do $1 a month. That'll help us continue making these Rumble videos for you. I'll have more reporting for you. Check out the links down below. And don't forget Junior and Juniorette, my children, they are still on YouTube. The link to their show is down below as well.